Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Lars Hedenborg. He is the founder of Real Estate B School, host of the Business Freedom Podcast, and the author of the number one international best-selling book, Scale or Die, Achieve True Freedom in Your Real Estate Business and Live Your Life Without Regrets. Lars began his career in real estate in 2007, working 70-plus hours a week, and today his team sells hundreds of homes each year, and he works just one day a week. And you heard me right, and Mr. Hedenborg, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much, Eric.
And you're welcome. So tell us, for starters, why do you say the traditional real estate model is broken? I'd love to hear your input on that to kick things off today.
Yeah, so, and it's probably true of most, independent professionals, sort of solopreneurs. You know, traditional success in real estate essentially grants you, 24/7, evenings, weekends. For me, when I got into real estate in 2007, I had just been married in 2006, and we had our first child late 2007, and we wanted to have another child, and there was no way that I could show up as a good husband or a good father if I did, real estate the way that the industry sort of told me to do it, which is, sell 6 to 8 homes per year. That's traditional success in our industry. That's sort of the average. And it doesn't lead to any freedom whatsoever, certainly not freedom of time, but definitely not freedom of money. And, stress abounds for traditional agents because they don't know where their next commission check or paycheck is coming from.
Well, that's certainly some interesting information there to get things underway today. Now, why is it important to break the solo agent's mindset? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so a traditional real estate agent is doing essentially, 12 different jobs. And no matter what business you're in, if you really slow down and look at the different things that you do all day long, for a real estate agent, you could go out to a seller's home and take a listing. You could then take the photos for that listing, create marketing materials, enter the listing into a multiple listing service. You could show buyers that home. You could, do social media. There's all these things you can do. And if you have that solo agent mindset, that solopreneur mindset, you'll do all of those dozen different jobs. And not all of them are well suited for every personality, and not all of them pay the same. I would gather that 80% of, small business owners' time are spent doing activities that are mainly administrative in nature. And so in order to build a business that gives you any freedom whatsoever, it starts with a mindset shift. It starts by thinking about your business in terms of like, what if I couldn't do anything in this business? It's the e-myth, the entrepreneurial myth, Michael Gerber. How would I have to think about my business differently if I were to replicate it 10,000 times? And by building this franchise prototype, even if you're not going to ever have a second location for any business, you have to think about the business as if it were a McDonald's. Like, how do I get, raw materials in the back door and, halfway decent food out the front door and do it repeatedly where the owner doesn't have to step in and get their hands dirty at every point in the process? And a typical real estate agent is in the weeds all day long doing all the jobs that don't pay a whole lot of money.
Really good points made right there. I'm sure you've grabbed the attention of someone tuning in today for sure. Now, how do you build sustainable systems, not only in real estate, but in business in general?
Yeah, so that was probably the thing. I've done most things wrong over and over and over again. And the one thing I did right was that I was real clear that if I wanted to get out of doing a certain activity or what I considered to be, even if an activity was important, but I considered it to be non-essential for me to make the kind of money that I wanted to make working the hours that I wanted to work, I would have to build a system to do that thing, as good or better than I could do it myself. So an example for a real estate agent, and this will blow And even any business owner, you know, what's sort of a thing that you think you need to do, but if you really slow down and just wrote down the way you want it done, that really anyone can do it for. So for me, the first thing I needed to get out of doing was showing homes to buyers. Showing homes to buyers, that's pretty much evenings and weekends, because buyers think that that's when you look at homes, and most agents don't have the wherewithal or the gumption to tell their clients that they don't work evenings or weekends. So I just decided that as of this date, you know, 6 months from that day, I wasn't going to show homes anymore. So every time I showed a home, I just documented the things I did, the little packet I put together, the way I asked them if they wanted to write an offer on the home when we left the home, you know, the way I didn't drive in the same car as them so I can, you know, do different things and have some downtime. Well, so all the different steps involved in that little system were documented, and then I stepped out of it. And same thing for all the marketing I did, same thing for all the lead generation, lead conversion, all the delivery, taking a listing, getting a listing, you know, photograph, put in MLS, all that stuff. So it's pretty much the same for all business owners, that systems are the solution. A business is simply a system of systems.
Systems make it happen, and you got to love what you're hearing here today, folks. We're joined by Mr. Lars Hedenborg. He is the founder of Real Estate B School, host of the Business Freedom Podcast, and the author of the number one international best-selling book, Scale or Die, Achieve True Freedom in Your Real Estate Business and Live Your Life Without Regrets. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at teams, how do you create an empowered team?
Yeah, so that's probably the area that I failed the most in, that I would guess that's the part of scaling a business that most business owners are afraid of or fail at, and then sort of play small as a result. So in order to build an empowered team, it really comes down to being clear about your expectations for each of the functions of your business. So if you break any business down into its core functions, you have to, you know, generate interest in what you have. So that's marketing. You have to be able to convince someone to sit down and at least take a look at your services. So that's sales. You then get them to commit to doing business with you. That is, you know, they become a client, and then you go into delivering on the promises that you made in the sales process and when you were marketing. So when you're clear on what you need those functions to do, you can sit down with somebody, you can advertise for a position and say, hey, listen, I need you to consistently generate, you know, high quality buyers and sellers. Here's what we've been doing. Here's what's working, what has not worked. And then there's just a series of, you know, leading folks with a vision and managing them on your monthly, weekly, daily, even hourly sort of, you know, activities. And then in that leadership and management, that yields the accountability that most of us are really, really not great at. Once you're clear on expectations and they know how to win, most people want to win for you. So you give them kind of like the guardrails, and then you let them run with it. And then you put in a meeting cadence with them, you know, around a daily huddle or a weekly team meeting. You know, you put the cadence and structure and make sure you hire people according to a set of core values that are meaningful to you. And that's how the team runs on their own. And that's what allowed me to go from, you know, a full 7 days a week in real estate, doing all the jobs myself, to 5 days, to 3 days, to 2 days, to 1 day a week. And it's not that it's hard. It just takes a whole lot of discomfort in all of those ascensions, you know, to go from player to coach, you know, to the GM, to the owner. There's this ascension that you can go through as a business owner, but make no mistake, you will be super uncomfortable every step of that growth.
Really do appreciate all the information you have shared here today. And of course, this information, I believe, can be applied to other industries as well. Really some awesome stuff here. As we conclude today, and lastly, why do you need a 3-year vision? Give us your input on that and why you think a 3-year vision is so important.
Yeah, so you know, when I looked at where I was in my business, and it really doesn't matter that it's real estate. So I like your point that this is for every business owner. When I looked at where I was in my business, but also in my marriage, as a father, in my faith, you know, I was clear that I wasn't where I wanted to be, and so if I was going to get to a destination, you know, it's kind of the simple analogy of, you know, if you're going to drive cross country and we don't have a phone like we do today, you better chart your course to make sure you end up, you know, if you want to go to LA and you're a little bit off, you may end up in San Francisco, which is like 11 hours from LA. That's not a good way to get there. It's still the West Coast, but you're not anywhere close to your destination. So Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I believe that's true for us as individuals, for our families, for our businesses. If I want to be, if I'm, you know, physically out of shape today, if I'm 100 pounds overweight and I've sort of chronically been ignoring my physical body, the only way I can sort of motivate myself to envision a different identity in my physical body in the future is to think about myself as an athlete in the future. And in the moment today, how would an athlete, you know, wake up, fuel their body? You know, would they work out? What kind of workouts would they do? What would they do? You know, so thinking about that in your business, if I wanted to be a true business owner 3 years from now, what would I have to start doing today or stop doing today to achieve that goal? And every year since 2007, I've been creating a 3-year vision. And so I'm always creating a 3-year vision, chunking it down into a 1-year plan, and then going, you know, 90 days at a time, breaking the 90 days down into monthly, into weekly, into daily, and then my time block. So a 3-year vision without the 1 year, the 90, the weekly, the daily, the hourly is going to fall flat, but it provides that sort of North Star for you to achieve not only your business, but all the areas of life that matter to you.
Certainly some rich input and rich feedback there. Really appreciate that on a 3-year vision and the importance and the need to have one in place. And I almost forgot one more question for you. What is the one tip you can give us about why you must scale your real estate business?
Yeah, so the reason the book is called Scale or Die is that I fully believe, especially in real estate, but probably in most businesses, that you get to a point where if you focus on the technical work and you're good at it, you will get to a point where you're so busy that you will sacrifice the things that matter most to you. So you'll go out of bounds. You know, let's say an entrepreneurial work week is a 50-hour work week. If you're not scaling your business and delegating the pieces of it that really you can't do any better than a hired person at a lower wage, you never have a chance to elevate into something better. And so this whole concept of scale or die in real estate, if you don't scale, you'll be working 70 to 80 hours a week. Our best clients that come into Real Estate B-School are working 70 to 80 hours a week, and they have strained marriages. They're not seeing their children. Their physical bodies are broken. They're not spending any time with their creator. And so it's not a, like, it's nice to scale your business. In my opinion, it's a make or break life or death situation, because you will give up and you will fail in areas of your life that honestly matter more than business. Nobody cares at the end of my days here on earth if I sold, you know, 4,000 homes or 5,000 homes. Nobody cares. It doesn't really matter, right? So your business is there to fuel your life and help you live a life by design and not this life by default that we so often live.
Lars, really appreciate the time. Some incredible information. This ought to inspire quite a few folks, no matter what industry you're in, whether if it's real estate or any other industry, after hearing what Mr. Hedenborg has relayed to you today. Where can listeners get more information on your podcast, your book, obviously Scale or Die, or anything else, any other resources that we could have access to?
I would say for the book, it's scaleordiebook.com, and the podcast is thebusinessfreedompodcast.com. So thebusinessfreedompodcast.com.
And of course, we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. I'll give Mr. Hedenborg all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Lars Hedenborg, the founder of Real Estate B School and host of the Business Freedom Podcast and the author of the number one international best-selling book, Scale or Die, Achieve True Freedom in Your Real Estate Business and Live Your Life Without Regrets. And for further information, visit Scale or Die Book. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.